Margaret Qualley, Bobby Cannavale, and Andrew Scott, now playing select cities, opens everywhere Friday.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelly Keehan and Michael Bobelion. October 21st at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
69 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Emporia, 67 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
NPR News, Paris.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up on KPR, a review of the new film about Lorenz Hart. Larry Hart. Richard Linklater directs. Ethan Hawke is in it. Everyone says he's pretty good. So does Bob Mondello. He's coming up shortly. We'll also talk about the controversies surrounding a new program released by OpenAI, turning text prompts and simple images into studio-quality videos. The entertainment industry is uneasy about it all. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, who has the Monday blues. And so does the playlist tonight. Gershwin's Blue Monday, the Bluebells of Scotland. Join us 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have This American Life. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow feeling very fall-like. Sunshine very breezy. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Topeka. It's 6:20.
Here. What that problem is tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas with flexible individual and family dental insurance options, including dental implant coverage. More at deltadentalks.com/shop.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 68 degrees in Emporia, 64 in Atchison. It is 6:30.
NPR News.
Well, stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson says GOP Congress members from Kansas could have a hand in redrawing their own districts. Republicans in Kansas want to reshape the congressional map to oust the state's only Democratic representative, Sharice Davids. Masterson would not provide any more details on exactly who would be drawing these new maps, but in an interview, Masterson said the state legislature would not be doing it.
I think our majority of our congressional delegation is going to send us a map they would all like to see us vote on, and we're going to vote on it.
Kansas Senate has gathered enough votes to call a special session for redistricting and other issues, but there are still some holdouts in the state House of Representatives. A federal court ruling may protect the state of Kansas from the Trump administration's request for private data on food assistance recipients. As Dylan Lyson reports, federal officials had threatened to withhold $10 million from the state.
A California judge temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from withholding food stamp funds from states that have refused to hand over the data. The Trump administration had requested things like names and addresses of recipients. Kansas is not part of the lawsuit challenging the request, but it is one of more than 20 states that have resisted handing over the information. State officials said providing it would violate recipient privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas State University has brought back a trailblazing nuclear engineering program. Celia Yopis Jepson has more.
K-State launched one of the country's first nuclear engineering programs in the 1950s. By the 90s, student interest had waned. K-State kept its graduate program but discontinued the bachelor's degree. With the rise of advanced nuclear technology, students today are again showing strong interest. So K-State relaunched the major this fall, and more than 50 students have signed up. Here's Professor Amir Bahadori.
So we're starting to see even high school students reach out to our college asking for tours of our building and the reactor.
K-State has a reactor it uses for research and teaching. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
We are expecting a low in the mid-40s tonight. This is KPR and it's 635.
Sip is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Tomorrow's a weekday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition with Matthew Algio holding down the local duties.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in. We still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, up next we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next, it's This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy. Wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. It's 10 minutes before 7. This is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Workday. Workday is an AI platform for forward thinkers, dedicated to transforming the way business leaders manage people, money, and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward. From Easy Cater, a business tool for food, designed to help organizations order food for meetings and events from restaurants nationwide, set up employee lunch programs, and manage food spend at easycater.com. From Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Learn more at viking.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
Running late in the morning? It happens. You can still start your day feeling pulled together. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up next, news headlines, then Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, Blue Music for Blue Monday. And we'll get you some jazz starting at 9 o'clock tonight. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
KPR's annual Live Day features performances by area artists, including Trio Lawrence. Friday, with concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Hope you'll join us for Live Day. Again, that is this Friday, beginning at 9 o'clock on that morning on KPR One, stations made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Amazon says a problem with its cloud computing service that disrupted internet use around the world today has been resolved. The incident was the latest reminder that the internet is increasingly dependent on a handful of cloud computing companies. President Trump made a deal with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on rare earth elements today. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports it includes investments to boost processing in Australia.
Speaking alongside the Australian Prime Minister at the White House, President Trump said the two sides had been negotiating for 4 or 5 months before reaching an agreement.
In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them.
These rare earths are critical to the manufacture of countless modern products, from cars to semiconductors to all forms of electronics, including phones and laptops. China, one of the greatest sources of critical minerals and metals worldwide, this month added more restrictions on their exports. Australia, which is considered to have a healthy supply, is positioning itself as a viable alternative. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
America's nuclear weapons facilities are taking a hit from the government shutdown, as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
The National Nuclear Security Administration, which oversees the nation's nuclear weapons, says it's furloughing approximately 1,400 employees today. The agency is responsible for overseeing thousands of warheads that are not currently deployed on bombers, missiles, and submarines. According to an Energy Department spokesperson, the furloughs are due to the, quote, Democrat shutdown. Around 400 employees remain on the job to provide security and safety oversight, and the office responsible for moving nuclear weapons around the country remains funded until next week. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
A new study shows that marijuana can help with chronic back pain. The German company that ran the study says it expects to get approval to market the drug, but NPR's Will Stone reports that won't be true in the U.S.
The findings come from a pair of major clinical trials on patients with low back pain, the leading cause of disability. The first showed that a blend of cannabis oil containing the psychoactive compound THC outperformed a placebo. The other compared it to opioids and showed cannabis had fewer GI side effects and provided better relief. The company tells NPR it's being required to repeat the studies in the U.S. before seeking approval from regulators here. Richard Price, a spine surgeon at UC Davis, says many of his patients ask about using cannabis.
It's a really good study, and it's, you know, one that we should repeat in the United States.
Because cannabis is a Schedule I drug, running large research trials comes with many obstacles, meaning it will likely be years before that additional research gets completed. Will Stone, NPR News.
U.S. stocks rallied to reach the cusp of record highs today. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 20th. Algol does something amazing. Every 2.9 days, the star fades to just one-third of its usual brightness. In centuries past, the stars were thought to be unchanging. A star that changed so blatantly was a bit scary, so it was given a name to match. Algol comes from an Arabic phrase that means head of the demon. But the star's odd behavior isn't scary at all. Algol fades as the result of eclipses. The system consists of three stars. Two of them form a tight binary. The members of the binary orbit each other once every 2.9 days. We see the system edge on, so the two stars eclipse each other. One star is much brighter than the other. When the fainter star crosses in front of it, the system fades dramatically, When the bright star covers up the faint one, though, the difference is tiny, much too subtle to see with the eye alone. Astronomers have cataloged hundreds of eclipsing binaries, and the eclipses are important. They reveal the relative sizes and masses of the two stars, details about their orbit, and more. So there's nothing to fear from these up-and-down star systems. Algol is low in the northeast at nightfall, in Perseus. It should be at its brightest tonight. The faint part of its cycle will happen during daylight for the next few cycles. It'll be visible during nighttime later in the month. Sometimes a star can change brightness all on its own, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Well, happy Monday evening, folks. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that was Leroy Anderson's The Blue Bells of Scotland. Frederick Fennell and the Boston Pops. Hi there, I'm Destiny, and you know I love Leroy Anderson. Well, I was thinking today is sort of a blue Monday, so I thought I would open with something blue, and I'm going to close with something blue. Mm-hmm. Very creative. Indeed. I hope you all are doing well, and I hope you all have your calendars marked for this Friday at 7 p.m. I'm going to be live on the radio and live at the Lawrence Public Library playing my violin with my friends in a spooky Halloween concert. It's going to be super fun. 7 p.m. Come out and see me. It'd be fun to meet you, but you do need to RSVP. Fills up pretty quickly. All right, this is going to be a good listen right now. I've got Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. This is Keith Lockhart conducting the Utah Symphony Orchestra. It's about 35 minutes long. I'll see you on the other side of it here on KPR. Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances here on Kansas Public Radio with Keith Lockhart conducting the Utah Symphony Orchestra. Pretty epic. Epic ending indeed. The ending to our hour is upon us. But first, I would like to ask you to support us because we need your help. So we have a job here at KPR. It's to serve you with great music, news, culture, ideas, bad jokes. Your donation directly funds this service, especially now. I just read that 94% of our operating budget is based on your support. And because you listen, would you please consider supporting us? You can do so at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Or, you know, another way, you can donate your old car, truck, or motorcycle. Indeed, you can. We have a vehicle donation program, and we will take it off your hands. It helps us fund the programmings you enjoy. All of that info is at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, sometimes Mondays are stressful for people, and I know I've pulled this before. If you're a regular listener, this is not new to you. Sometimes on Monday, I play Blue Monday. And, well, we're going to listen to it right now. It's by George Gershwin, and I've got the piano duo Katya and Marielle Lebeck right now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Blue Monday by Gershwin here on KPR. Katya and Mario Lebec, the pianists there. I am Destiny. Thanks for joining me for Evening Classical tonight. I hope your Monday wasn't blue, and if it was, hopefully that made it better. Classics Live is coming up next, and there will be more great music on that. You know, music is soothing for the soul. Indeed it is. Oh, and don't forget, come meet me at the Lawrence Public Library this Friday at 7 p.m. It's about an hour-long concert. It's going to be super-duper fun. See you soon on KPR.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you hear directly from people in the headlines, whether you agree with them or not.
Zohran Mamdani, presumptive Democratic nominee for mayor in New York City.
Thank Steve Bannon, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Steve, always great.
That is Tricia McLaughlin. She's Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you here in the audience of the Polsky Theater in the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College. This is a special recital with cellist Ed Lout. Ed Lout started teaching cello at KU in 1977. Here he is with pianist Soo Jin Jin. We'll hear the Debussy Sonata and the Frank Bridge Sonata in D minor, but first, it's three of the fantasy pieces by Robert Schumann, Opus 73.
Thank you.
Frank Bridges' cello sonata. In two movements, it reflects the composer's despair over World War I with increasing dissonance towards the end. Handled wonderfully by cellist Edward Laut and pianist Su Jin Jin. Before that, we heard the Claude Debussy Sonata for Cello and Piano before they started the concert with three of Robert Schumann's fantasy pieces from Opus 73. Cellist Ed Laut had a long concert career before joining KU's music faculty in 1977. He's still listed on the KU Music Department's website as a professor emeritus of cello. Pianist Su Jin Jin has played as a soloist in Korea, Germany, the Czech Republic, and Italy. She earned her doctorate in piano from KU, and currently she's the artistic director and faculty member of the Piano Academy of Kansas City. Thank you for being part of the audience in this Ruel Joyce Doreen Marande recital held at Johnson County Community College. KPR sound engineer Tobias Smith recorded the concert for Classics Live, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. That was a KPR recording of Haydn's Second Symphony, directed by Alex Klein. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And support for Classics Live comes from the KU School of Music presenting Dark Side of Oz, with jazz students blending the music of Pink Floyd alongside reimagined images from The Wizard of Oz at Liberty Hall Wednesday, October 29th. Tickets at libertyhall.net. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th, open to the public. Reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org. And from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir, October 25th, sharing music across the globe for six centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. This has been Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Senate again failed to pass a bill to temporarily fund the government today. The bill has fallen short 11 times. Democrats like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are demanding Congress extend premiums for Obamacare health plans set to expire at the end of the year.
Republicans seem happy not to work, happy not to negotiate, happy to let health care premiums spike for over 20 million working and middle-class Americans.
Republicans like Senate Majority Leader John Thune say they're willing to talk about health care with Democrats, but they need to help reopen the government first.
I have made it clear from the beginning that Republicans are willing to have a discussion about how to address it. In fact, I'm perfectly willing to guarantee Democrats a vote, but none of that is going to happen until Democrats reopen the government.
Meanwhile, the House has not held votes since it advanced the short-term funding bill last month. Many workers at the U.S. Census Bureau are among the hundreds of thousands of workers furloughed without pay as the government shutdown continues. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, some of them are also fighting the latest round of federal layoffs in court.
Ken Byersdorf built a 20-year career at the Census Bureau's Contact Center in Tucson, Arizona, conducting phone interviews for surveys that produce the monthly jobs numbers and other key statistics until the shutdown began.
I'm not sure how we're going to be paying our bills in the future.
He and about 100 of his coworkers got layoff notices because of, the Trump administration says, a lack of funding.
If you care anything about the statistics you're gathering, you need to fund those programs and put people to work that can collect those reliably.
Unions led by the American Federation of Government Employees sued, and a judge has now put layoffs for those workers on hold. But Byersdorf says if those layoffs go through, he's worried the accuracy of the data the country relies on to make decisions will take a major hit. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
A massive outage at Amazon's Web Services division wreaked havoc on websites and apps across the internet today. Amazon says it's largely fixed, although some disruptions might linger, as NPR's Jacqueline Diaz reports.
Early in the morning, users started reporting problems with popular online games Fortnite and Roblox, and with financial apps like Robinhood and Venmo, just to name a few. The root to many of these problems appears to have been with Amazon Web Service. The cloud computing service lets users store and manage data online. Amazon says an error in a software update to a database service called DynamoDB caused this widespread disruption. Experts say the incident raises questions about the internet's reliance on a small number of major cloud providers. And we should note, Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR, and it pays to distribute some of NPR's content. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
U.S. stocks largely rose today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. President Trump says the U.S. could buy beef from Argentina in an attempt to bring down prices for American consumers. Beef prices have been stubbornly high, partly because of drought and reduced imports from Mexico due to a flesh-eating pest. Trump also has been trying to support Argentina's economy ahead of elections, seen as a referendum for his embattled ally there, President Javier Milei. The witch city of Salem, Massachusetts, has rallied to keep a national park visitor center and its bathrooms open. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR reports it's the peak tourism season there.
Salem's month-long Haunted Happenings Festival attracts a million visitors in October. A lot of them head to the National Park Service Visitor Center for information and bathrooms.
It's one of the few places that you could have a real bathroom and not have to go to a porta potty.
When the government shutdown closed the center, Annie Harris, CEO of the nonprofit Essex Heritage that helps staff and run the facility, sent out a flurry of emails, including to the mayor.
I think we could maybe keep it open. Are you interested?
The Park Service agreed to let Salem reopen the center if the community covered costs through Halloween weekend. Within 48 hours, businesses and nonprofits raised $18,000, keeping the center open until November 2nd. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea in Salem.
Homes and streets across India were illuminated to celebrate Diwali today. Millions are celebrating the Hindu festival. It marks the victory of light over darkness. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander, a Hank Mobley tune that Stanley Turrentine loved to play called Early Morning Stroll to open tonight's Jazz in the Night on KPR. It's from a new album dedicated to Stanley Turrentine called Light Sugar. Eric Alexander, the saxophonist, joined by David Hazeltine, piano, Dennis Carroll, and George Flutis, bass and drums. I'm Bob McWilliams, and thank you for joining me this evening. We'll have some gorgeous ballad work in about 8 minutes or so from singer and pianist Candace Springs and her special guest, Roy Hargrove, playing flugelhorn. Also, ballad work from pianist Ray Bryant is on tap. And later in the hour, a pretty rare LP by tenor saxophonist Al Cohn from our vinyl vault here on Jazz in the Night. Right now, vibist, marimbist, and percussionist as well, Mike Freeman and his band Zona Vibe. The new album from them, Circles in a Yellow Room, and this one is called The Trek, here on KPR.